Kenny Johnson, man, he may be really good. Really good ball player. Very cat-like quickness. Smart, quick processing ability. You know, and then he can run, he can process on the fly. That's what you need as a cornerback. We're asking our boys to do a whole lot, and it's a complex defense. It's not just line up and play, it's line up, play. Then, oh, you look like that, but you're really playing something else, and you're aligned over him, but you're really reading somebody else. It's a lot. It's a lot, and he was able to do quite a bit day one that was impressive. I mean, those are the two new kids that came to the cornerback room. Younger ball players that I was fired up for, CJ Blocker. You know, I asked him, hey, do me a favor, play inside. Play behind Smith, start to learn nickel. Every player that I've ever had that's played nickel tells me uniformly the same answer. I hate playing nickel. I hate it. I'm like, I know, get over yourself. You'll be fine. Because it's so hard. You're asking a kid to get ready to defend that receiver. I need you to show up for the run game, process several patterns in zone. So we call it pattern matching. Well, coach, I'm aligned on the second receiver. He just went in, the back swung. Coach, who's my number? Is the back now number two? Yes. Well, the back left. Where's the number two? Another receiver came over. So that level of processing, that's why I keep saying processing. Pattern matching is difficult, especially day one to a kid that's never played nickel. He did some very impressive things. I was very proud of him. I like the way that he played. Smith really seemed to take a step forward, practice one. Aligned correctly, I tell the same thing. Know where you're at. At is in an acronym. Know your alignment, know your assignment, know the technique I need you to play. Smith was 100% in terms of aligning correctly, knew his assignment, and at least played the technique that I'm teaching. So that was nice to see. No drop off from him. It was really, really good. Scooby, Elijah Davis, equally good. I want Scooby's consistency. I need him not to be good on one play, but to be good every single play. Coach, nobody can do that. Oh, well, it doesn't mean you can't try to do it, right? Try to be perfect. This is what we're trying to do. So I love what Scooby was, and at least how he started. It was really impressive to watch. And again, Cam Calhoun, after not just his long arms, but his ability to watch and cover three, I can see my routes. I know as they're expanding, leaving, I can play on top of everything, coach. It's a lot. Everybody thinks, oh, just guard him. It's a lot to play corner. And so I was for those reasons, I was pleased yesterday.
Last year, Zamaya took a big step forward. Are you seeing those same steps early on with him and kind of what?
Great question. No, I'm not seeing those steps. I'm seeing more. So I'm really fired up about Zamaya. I love his confidence day one. What I'm really most excited about is his ability to say, hey, let me spend some time with some younger players. This is kind of what is systemic in our defense. You know, you see older players saying, okay, I think I know what to do. I know the defense. I know what Coach Charles asked me to do. Let me make sure that you know what to do. God forbid we ever have the season we did where we lost so many kids. The next man is going to be that guy that has to perform at a very high level. So you want to have a level of comfort as an older player to not feel threatened by young, new talent. To be able to say, look, I embrace our new corners. I love them and I want them to be just as good, if not better than me. That's what I love about Zamaya. Zamaya's body is different now. He's a lot stronger. He's weighing 5 pounds heavier. And he is moving in a way that I always believed he would get there. But when I see day one, I get really fired up. So Zamaya is taking really substantial steps forward right now.
As a coach, how much does a season like last year, where there was a lot of injuries, help you to kind of keep guys committed and engaged, especially this early in the process?
That is the only silver lining. That really is. Because players that you didn't anticipate playing are now playing. People who you were like, man, I need to kind of keep him on the shelf for a little while because I want to see some things in spring. I don't have that luxury. You got to get out there right now. So that was a blessing. That was a huge benefit for us. And when the kids can go back and look at those games where they were able to steal some minutes and get a few reps and be like, hey, I did cover three the same way that you told me in practice. And that reminds me of the rep that I had in practice that was good. And it surely is a lot easier for me to prove to them why practice matters so much. And if I don't see it in practice, what do you think makes me believe it'll happen in the game? So it was, that was the aspect that was so beneficial for us in last season, is getting guys who probably wouldn't have otherwise seen the field time on the field.